song to the empty hallway stairs. I'm here, you're there. On the phone, I sing a song to the people I love. I'm here, you're there. On the train, I sing a song to the people underground. I'm here, you're there. With my friends, I sing a song.
Thank you for coming. I'm really pleased to be able to be playing with these musicians who I think are wonderful, and I'm really grateful that they've added their talents to this project. We're playing songs that I created over the last year or two and recorded. There's a CD, and I've got some copies available somewhere. On the CD, that song I just sang was actually recorded in the different places where I say it. Recorded on the subway and out in Times Square, but I had to do it differently tonight because I'm here. Crowded train, the slap of glue, traveled mile, they answered smile. Out there on the other side of the window, out there on the other side of the window, the letter mailed, the job that failed, the great success, the warm caress. Out there on the other side of the window, out there on the other side of the window. What was your intention? What was your intention? What was your intention? What was your... The building lot, the culture plot, the great success, cross-eyed seer, Van Goghish listener, mute buttoned talker, shoe-shod shambler. What was your intention? What was your invention? What was your contention? What was your convention? What was your dimension? What was your... Don't mention it. The lifting crane, the crowded train, the slap of glue, the rendezvous. Out there on the other side of the window, out there on the other side of the window, out there on the other side, out there on the other side, out there on the other side of the window. Called On the Other Side of the Window and is the title of the new CD. This is a song called Self-Portrait, but I wasn't, it was almost, rather than some sort of self-portrait that might be painted with oils, this is a self-portrait that's kind of scrawled in a half-awake state, and so it's maybe obliquely rather than directly revealing, if it reveals anything. Yeah. victory were wed, and their miscegenation made every word I've said. Similes and comparisons, words in other words, in other words, and other words, a sketch of what I meant to mean. Next song is called Seem the Same, and it's a song in two parts, the good part and the evil part. But they're never the same. Never again. Who, what, or why they were carry your little awareness like a candle as you go. I'm as happy as I have a right to be. I'm as happy. happy as I have a right to be. I'm as happy as I have a right to be. I'm as happy as I have a right to be. I'm as happy as I have a right to be. I'm as happy as I have a right to be. Get a grip, or you'll slip and go down. Take a look, 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 look out left and right, and above and below, from all sides. It collides and goes down. Let it go. I spent 10 years as a graphic designer, always working on music and using the graphic design as just kind of a means to food. But I liked doing it. I went to art school. But I always kept the music and the art kind of separate until I wrote this song called Good Design. No visuals, just words about visuals and plans. Intent defined in your design. Make a mark on your blank paper. Take a look at what you've found. If it fails, then start all over. Overall, your design is sound. Overall, your design is sound. Drawing on what we've discussed. Good design requires planning, and plans require hope and trust, and a little bit of future. Every plan presumes there's time to reach an outcome. While design a future, if I'm living without one, nothing gets designed when I'm feeling resigned. Offer input, put them in perspective and let them combine. Subject it all to distillation. Then what's left is your design and a little bit of future. That song was actually the result of a collaboration between me and Sport Murphy, who is a friend of mine, a wonderful songwriter and a great singer. He wrote that music, and it's actually a whole different song on his album, Uncle. But I created the arrangement for him on that album and sort of began to feel like it was almost mine. So I pretended it really was and wrote my own words for it. So Good Design had music by Sport with words by me. And then I thought we'd turn it around, and I wrote melody and chords for a song to which Sport created the words, and he's going to sing it. It's called Out Here.
Feel free. You're allowed. Okay, it's essentially about somebody who's trying to Tom Sawyer his way out of loneliness when he ought to be Huckleberry Finning his way into solitude.
Terminal, head to this place. Face the caboose word, the whole rattled ride. We'll get you settled, whatever it takes. Sweet recline by eventide. Green Adirondacks, right angle the lake. Draw the last sun rays down bottles of wine. Now shiver down dismal degrees. The plastic bags return to their homes in the trees. But I'm not moving, even if I turn blue. Waiting on to hide us at home down under them stars. All we'll need's right here beside us. It ain't no fun alone. Get out here, it's accountable trace of all that we built, all we are here upon. I'm itching for something can't hardly place. It's probably gone, probably gone. Get out of here.
next piece is one of a few in this collection of songs that I've subtitled Secular Prayer. I'm Here was a secular prayer, so was a song called Seem the Same. And this one is too, but this one could also pass for an advertisement. Here's my teapot, it's not so short or stout. It helps me figure out my life when I'm uncertain, doubting the worth of me. Pour me a cup of tea. Let's go. Song is called Distance, and I wonder if I can succinctly tell you a story that I had a conversation with a guy I work with named Rex Doan, who's sort of an expert on old DJs, DJs from the 50s. He collects tapes of them, and especially DJs that had any kind of patter or character that they played on the air. And he told me about several of these, and they were fun, entertaining stories. And then sometime later, I wrote this song. And then I was speaking with Rex again. He said, remember that DJ that you said you liked that story about how he made this whole make-believe on the radio that he was in some spaceship going out to, you know, into outer space, and he didn't even remember what trees were anymore? Like, and suddenly I realized, well, I just wrote that song. I didn't even remember that story. But that is kind of what this song is. I didn't know the guy was a DJ, but it's someone who's going off into space and has a little more time on his hands than he knows what to do with. It's called Distance.
Out the specification.
nations and watch the universe collapse. Distance, like a lot of defining measures, offers arcane pleasures to the statistician in our hearts. Hold me closer, 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 closer still. Now, let me go there in between. High in the sky, stars exemplify how hard it is to reply. Antique starlight shines on.
We're going to do one more song. This, I guess, has kind of the words have a dreamlike quality to them, not in that they're terribly surreal, it's just one of those connections you make when you're falling asleep that isn't a real life connection. And in this case, it envisions a little instruction book on how to live your life and be the person you want to be. Thank you.
instructions that might show me how to build a birch bark canoe or a life here with you. I just want to know how to. My instruction manual is written by our years of gestures, each a clue.
Multiply the vector of my gesture and just add the end result to all the crazy things I've done and all the crazy things I meant to do. By this formula we'll muddle through and construe.
Each mind and heart. I just wanna know.